Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you.
Matthew 6 and 10.
Yes.
Your kingdom come, and your will be done,
yes,
on earth,
yes,
as it is in heaven.
Let's read it one more time.
Your kingdom come.
Say, your kingdom come.
Your will be done.
Your will be done.
On earth.
On earth.
As it is.
As it is.
In heaven.
In heaven. This is the scripture you're going to be hearing a lot of for the next few weeks. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So the whole gist of this series is to give us the ability, the knowledge, to be able to bring kingdom to the earth. Amen? So my assignment is to bring kingdom to earth. Clap your hands. Come on. My assignment is to bring kingdom to earth. What is kingdom? Kingdom is the realm, the atmosphere, the space, the place where God's will, authority, and reign are fully established. I'm gonna write that down. I'm going to teach today. Is that all right? Glory to God. God's will, God's authority, and his reign. When we ask God for his kingdom to come to the earth, what we're asking for, or what we're giving him permission to do, we're giving permission for his will, his authority, and his reign. Glory to God, to govern our lives. When you think of kingdom in the natural sense, you think of, you know, like an actual kingdom where there is a monarchy or a king or a queen that has rule, or they govern a particular territory, a particular area. Glory to God. And so, and when it comes down to kingdom, when it comes down to spiritual kingdom, that's the same thing it is in the spirit. It is where God is our king and he has rulership. He has dominion, and we give him authority over everything, over all of our lives. We literally make him the Lord of our lives. Amen. And so when we invite kingdom in, this is what we're saying. Lord, I want your will to be done in me. I want you to have complete authority over me, and I want you to reign over my life. Right? And so that's what kingdom is. So kingdom is the realm where God's will, authority, and reign are fully established. I won't experience kingdom until I fully submit to God. If you're taking notes, write that down. I won't experience kingdom until I fully submit to God. Until I fully submit to God. Until I give him all authority. Until I allow him to reign the way that he needs to reign. The kingdom refers to the sovereign rule of God. There is no other God. There is no other source. But he is the sovereign God. It doesn't get any better than him, right? Doesn't get any better than him. And so this is what kingdom is. Kingdom refers to the sovereign rule of God. Now go to Luke 17, verse 20. Luke 17, 20. Kingdom is the realm where God's will, authority, and reign are fully established. Kingdom refers to the sovereign rule of God. But I'm going to also show you something else. Luke chapter 17, verse 20. What does it say?
Once on being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God will come, Jesus replied, the coming of the kingdom of God is not something that can be observed.
Okay. Verse 21.
Nor will people say, here it is, there it is, because the kingdom of God is in your midst.
In the King James Version, it's translated to the kingdom of God is in you. Somebody say, the kingdom of God, is in me. All right. Y'all stand with me? Y'all getting it? All right. I'm taking my time. I ain't rushing today. Beginning a series. I want to make sure you have a full understanding of where we are. Amen? All right. So we understand now what kingdom is. We understand what happens in the realm where we allow kingdom to fully take over our lives. It's where we say his will and his authority and his reign is fully established. Now, we look at Luke chapter 17, verse 20. And Luke chapter 17, verse 20 says that kingdom basically isn't a place. You can't tell me that kingdom is over there or kingdom is over there. But when you look at me, you see his rule, you see his authority, and you see his will being done. When you look at me, you see him, you see kingdom. I'll break it down for you even further. Kingdom, break it down for you even further. Kingdom. Dom. Let's pretend there's an E at the end of it. Kingdom. All right? Dome, when you look up the word dome, dome is interpreted as a stately structure or a stately building, but it's also translated to mansion. Say mansion. Okay? So a kingdom is a place. A dome is a place. Thank you, sweetie. I need that. A dome is a place. The dome is the place where the king dwells. Yeah. Right? And so if the Lord says that the scripture says that the kingdom is within me, that means that I am the dome or the place or the mansion where the king dwells. So the king dwells in me. But it's only if I allow him. Oh, there goes Sister Lavanda. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Shout out my seat. Let's get my hands for Sister Lavanda. Praise God. We love her so much. Come on. So this is kingdom. Kingdom is when I fully submit myself to God and allow him to dwell in me. Allow him to have authority or dominion in my life. That is what kingdom is. I am kingdom because I'm the place where he dwells. The place where he dwells. And so I wanted to give you all an interpretation of what it means. All right, let's go back to Matthew 16. I want to give you a clear interpretation of what he means when he says, your kingdom come. I want your kingdom, Lord, to come to the earth. I want your sovereignty up there to come down here. When his kingdom comes, his will can then be done. When his kingdom comes, then he can move and operate and rule the way that he desires to rule and operate. Vladimir Putin can't come to the United States and rule the United States because it's not his territory. President Biden can't go to Russia and rule over there because it's not his territory. The presidents or the governors or the mayors or whoever it is can only rule in the area that they are allowed, where they have rulership, where they have dominion, where they have authority. So in order for kingdom to come in the way that it should, in order for godly kingdom to manifest here in the earth, in order for his will to be fully done, I must fully submit and I must fully allow him to have authority in me because I'm kingdom. I'm kingdom. So your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I'm God's way of getting to the earth. I'm his channel. I'm his portal. I'm his way of getting here. Thank you, Lord. We'll take our time. I'm his way of getting here. And so the first of the many topics that we'll have in the In Earth As It Is In Heaven series is Heaven's Blueprint for Earth. That's our topic today. Heaven's Blueprint, nothing fancy, but clear, where everyone can understand. Heaven's Blueprint for Earth. God has a blueprint for the earth. Uh-oh. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth. Somebody say, I'm earth. I'm earth. I came from the dirt. I came from the earth. So what I'm saying is, your kingdom come, your will be done in me. As it is in heaven. So what you're saying, Coach Stacy, is I can literally be a reflection of heaven. I am what heaven looks like in a physical form. Oh, I got scripture to back it up, baby. I am what heaven looks like. Come on here. That's why, Sister Paulette, when they see me in the grocery store, they can say there's something about you. This is why I don't have to open my mouth. I hate when I walk in the store. I'm just in here just to buy some dunks, okay? I just want some dunks. You a preacher, ain't you? I ain't even said nothing. I got on jogger pants and a hoodie. How do you know I'm a preacher? But it's simply because I represent kingdom and I'm a reflection of heaven, which means that my identity can't be hidden even if I wanted to, because I am made in who? His image and in his likeness. I'm made in his image and I'm made in his likeness. And so this is why I can't hide, and this is why I got to fully submit to his will being done in the earth, because I'm one of the ones responsible for bringing heaven to earth. I'm a portal. Somebody say, I'm a portal. I'm a channel for bringing kingdom from heaven to the earth. So our topic today is heaven's blueprint for earth. What is a blueprint? A blueprint is a detailed plan. Detailed plan is a design. Glory to God. I see y'all online getting it too. Sister Michaela, if you can move it over some, it's my right. So I don't know what that would be for you, so I can actually see it. Over some more. Perfect. There we go. Amen. We want it to be right. Hallelujah. Amen. So you can see what they say. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. So I want to take us all the way back to Genesis, because that's where we're going. In order for us to really understand what kingdom is and what he desires to do now, we must be able to understand what he desired to do or what he did then. Right? We got to be able to understand it. Yes. God's original plan, his original intent in the very beginning was for earth to mirror heaven. The very beginning. He said, I'm going to establish a place. And in this place, I'm going to make it a reflection of what it looks like up here. My Lord. I'm going to show you something else. Before I get there, I don't want to go too slow because I'm excited now. Glory to God, because y'all are pulling. We love when you pull. Praise the Lord. We love when you pull, because when you pull, it helps us not to solely, just a teachable moment, it helps us not to solely rely on notes. Although this is the inspired word of God, this is what the Lord has given us, this is the written word of the Lord. Glory to God. But then when we get in front of you, we can operate out of rhema, which is that fresh manna that comes from heaven. Because when we get in the moment, when we get in the room, we're pulling on, you're pulling on us, and Holy Spirit is allowing us to pick up the need. And so I'm able to cater the sermon around your need, which results in breakthrough, which results in your deliverance, which results in your healing. Amen. So when you pull, it matters. Amen. This is why we say, open your mouth. This is why we say, say yes. This is why we say, preach. Tell us to preach. Tell us, come on, pull. Glory to God. Pull on that anointing. Hallelujah. So that's, amen, that's a little teachable moment. All right, so God's original intent was for earth to look just like heaven. Glory to God. That was his original plan. His original plan for mankind, I wrote too big. His original plan for mankind, Brother George, come on. I ain't got to bend over. Hallelujah. All right. God's original plan for mankind was dominion. Stewardship. And relationship. This is the original plan of man. We have three jobs: dominion, stewardship, and relationship. Can everyone see that? Amen. Go to Genesis 1:26. It was heaven's. It was God's desire for earth to mirror heaven. You can put it down now. It was God's desire. Just when I write, you can just pick it up. Amen. It was God's desire. Okay. It says, then God said, he's establishing kingdom here on earth. So he's going throughout, you know, making things, establishing things, bringing the light, bringing the water. He said, then God said, let us make mankind in our image. Say, I am mankind.
I am mankind.
Let's make them in our image and in our likeness, which means I want them to look just like me. Right? Y'all following me?
Yes.
Amen. I'm trying to have, you say 11:30, right? Amen. Let's see if I can. Amen. I want you to be able to get it all. Then God said, let us make mankind in our image and in our likeness, so that they may what?
Rule.
Say it with a little bit more confidence. So that they may what?
Rule.
So that they may rule. Have dominion.
Yes. Yes.
All right? Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and over the wild, on all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. Dominion. Right? I'm going to cause you to rule. All right, go ahead. 27. So God created the man, created mankind in his own image. It was literally God in physical form. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. All right, 28. Then he told them, he blessed them, gave them the ability to do, and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Relationship. Be fruitful, increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it.
Yeah.
Rule it. Which also goes into stewardship. Different interpretations of rule. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. This shows us our original assignment. Original assignment at the very beginning was for us to have dominion, stewardship, and relationship. I know Sister Michaela not working. She's going to have an image by the end of the day, probably. Amen. No pressure. Hallelujah. But it's dominion, stewardship, and relationship. That's the three things that God gave us an assignment to do. Okay? Dominion. It's the authority and power given by God to rule. power to rule, the power to govern, and the power to manage. That's what dominion is. The power to rule, govern, and manage. Stewardship is the responsibility of managing resources, time, talents, and creation that God has entrusted to us as mankind. Okay? A steward is a faithful caretaker. A steward is a caretaker. We take care of what God gives us. And then relationship refers to connection, interaction, and fellowship. Connection, interaction, and fellowship all make up relationship. You have to have all three in order to have a successful relationship. But this particular relationship is between me and God. When he put Adam in the garden, which was heaven on earth, when he put Adam in the Garden of Eden, the only thing Adam had to do was have dominion, steward what he gave him, and have relationship with him. But then if you read the scripture, it translates to say you need somebody to help you out. It's too much for one person. Put it a little side note. You don't need a man or a woman in your life until you have, did you talk about this, sweetie? Until you have maxed out what you already have. Until you get to the point where you say, I need help. If you ain't saying I need help, you don't need nobody yet, boo. Work what God has given you. And stop being hungry for somebody's attention, for somebody's validation. When he said, I desire to do more through you. Not yet. Not yet. Not yet. So Adam had got to the point where God is saying, okay, I've given you a lot of responsibility. So I'm going to bless you with somebody that's going to help ease your mind. I'm going to bless you with somebody to help you focus. Yo, I'm a blessed with somebody to help keep you concentrated so your mind won't get all cloudy. Come on, married man. Hallelujah. Y'all sit here looking at me. I ain't by myself. Hallelujah. I'm going to break it back in. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. All right. Let me bring it back in. So you don't need relationship until you've maxed out. That's just a little side note. All right. Now getting back to our originally scheduled content. All right. So relationship is between me and God. That was Adam's assignment. Right. And I'm fast forwarding. Do I want to say that? Yeah. All right, so I'm fast forwarding. So Adam is in this place called Eden, the Garden of Eden, which was literally the mirror of heaven on the earth. So if heaven were to look like a place, a physical place, it would have been Eden. Because it was the place where his glory dwelt. It was the place where he was. It was the place where mankind was. Everything was working perfectly.
All right.
In Eden. Eden. Oh, man. Eden was a place where heaven and earth overlapped. It was the model of God's plan for us. So the way Eden looked, so Eden was the original blueprint. So he said, I'm going to start with Eden, but this is how my whole world is going to look. Everywhere will look like Eden because Eden is heaven on earth. Y'all following me?
Yes.
Eden is heaven on earth. We fast forward. Fast forwarding through. Fast forwarding through. Why was Eden so special? Because for the first time in forever, God was able to coexist with man at the same time on the earth. Y'all following me? They were able to coexist at the same time, which is why he said that the earth would be a mirror image of heaven, because they were able to coexist at the same time without man's ego getting in the way or trying to interrupt his plan, because there was no pride. Come on. There was no lust. There was no envy or jealousy. And so, the blueprint was Eden. But then something happened where the blueprint was interrupted. Yeah. Temptation came. Y'all know the story. Adam gave in. He bit of the fruit that came from the tree. And so now, something that wasn't supposed to be in the garden is now here in his sin. For a moment there, heaven was on earth, because God's will, authority, and reign was fully established. There was no competition. He was sovereign. But when sin was introduced to the earth, then came competition. Because now I done messed around and I got a choice now. Before sin entered the garden, there was no choice. It was only one way. But now that sin is present, I choose whether I want to be obedient or disobedient. It's a choice now, because there never was disobedience. But I choose now whether I want to lie or tell the truth. But before sin came, there was no lying. There's a choice now. There's options now. But in order for kingdom to really be here on the earth, in order for it to really come, and in order for heaven, for earth to be a mirror image of heaven, I have to fully submit. Why don't we like to submit? To be unsubmitted is to be unstable. To be unsubmitted is to be unstable. To be unstable and to be unsubmitted also goes into me having no vision, because I don't sit still long enough for the vision. I don't sit still long enough for the vision. Submitting is not about submitting to a man. We hate to use that word because we always relate it back to slavery. But it's a different interpretation, because we're no longer slaves. But he calls us friend. Oh man, don't want to get into that. I'll wait to get into that. But he calls us friend. All right, I'll wait to get into that. It'd be so much you'd be trying to decipher through. But you don't want to give, I don't want to give y'all too much right now, because I want the series to last. You know how sometimes you want to skip to the good part? Hallelujah. All right. So, when the original plan was interrupted, when the helpmeet came, you know, she was tempted by the serpent in the tree, wherever he was, he or she was tempted by it, got the apple off the tree, offered the apple to the one who had dominion. Offered the apple to the one who had stewardship. Offered the apple to the one who had relationship. Watch this, y'all. It was never Eve's desire to interrupt God's plan. She was only trying to be a helpmeet. Baby, if you eat this, you have all the knowledge you need. You will know good and evil. You will know everything that you need to get the job done. She was only trying to be a helpmeet because that was the charge that God had given her. And so, him trusting his wife, trusting his better half, trusting his significant other says, okay, thank you, sweetie, because you're here to help me. He bit it. As we said, then sin came. Now God can't do what he want to do through you. So now we got to fast forward 100,000 of years. Last 4,000 years. And because it didn't work through Adam in this way, now I have to try to bring kingdom to earth in a different way. Introducing Jesus, right? Eden was the original blueprint. Because that didn't work, now I'm going to send my son. I'm going to send a physical body down. I'm going to put myself in, because I can't trust men by themselves. So I'm going to put myself in a man and I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to do it myself. And so now Jesus, God say, all right, let me go. Let me get down here. Yeah. Adam messed up. All this done happened. Let me go down here and prepare for a new heaven. Oh, man. For a new heaven and a new earth. So Jesus now is the blueprint. God, Jesus now represents kingdom on earth. Because it's the dome that the king lives in. It's the place where his will, authority, and reign is fully established. All right? So Jesus is introduced on the scene. Let's go to John 1:14. Let's go to John 1:14. It says, the word, perfect example. Matter of fact, let's go to John 1:1. I know I didn't give that to y'all. But amen. We're flowing by the Spirit. John 1:1. Give you a minute. Amen. In the beginning, so I said the beginning, was the Word. And the Word was where? With God. And the Word was what? The Word was God. Let's go to John now. Let's go back. Now that we know what the word is, let's go now to John 1:14. The word was God. Now, the word became flesh. God became flesh and made his dwelling among me and you. I'm going to get the job done myself. God came. God in Jesus. What made Jesus Jesus? Journey is that God was simply in him. What made Jesus Jesus is that he fully submitted to his will, authority, and reign. That's what made him Jesus the Christ. Without God, he would have never been the Christ, because the Christ is his heavenly identity. Y'all with me? So the Word became flesh and made dwelling among us. We have seen his glory and the glory of the one and only Son, who came from where? From the Father, full of grace and truth, full of God. came from the Father, full of the Father. So when Jesus came to the earth through Mary, Mary being that dome that the king could, the physical dome that the physical king could live in, she birthed heaven into the earth. Say, I'm a birth heaven into the earth. Clap your hands. Come on, come on, come on. That's prophetic. I don't care what it looks like. You go birth heaven into the earth. Come on now. I'm a birth heaven into the earth. Hey, OJ. Birth heaven into the earth. What Jesus did when he came here was he established the order of heaven here on the earth. He established the order of heaven here on the earth. Y'all, during this series, you can't afford to miss Revive University. Amen? We understand we have things to do, but we want you to get here to Revive University. Glory to God, so that you can ask questions. Amen? So Wednesdays are for you to be able to ask those questions that you get from Sunday's message, because I know it's a lot today, but y'all follow us. Stay with us. Amen. So Jesus brought heaven to earth, manifested the kingdom of God in human form. Jesus demonstrated heaven's order through miracles, healing, teaching, and authority over nature and demons. This is something that these people have never seen before. They recall the prophets of old in the Old Testament, but Jesus came with a new grace, with another level of dominion, with another level of authority, with another level of rule. He brought the order of heaven through the earth to the earth. Colossians 1:15. Brought on earth. The scripture says, the Son is the image of who? The invisible God. The firstborn over all creation. 16. For in him all things, whoa. For in him all things were created. Things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. Come on. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. We're talking about the sovereignty of God. Come on. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. He got power over everything. For, oh, watch this. This is big. This is big, Brother Rakim. For God was pleased to have all of his fullness dwell in Jesus. That's big. Everything that God consisted of, he put it in his Son. Because that's how much he trusted his Son. He sacrificed his Son. And through him, to reconcile to himself all things. All things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. So why was there a reconciliation? You remember? Because sin came, right? And when sin came, it broke covenant. It messed up the original blueprint. And so he sent Jesus to reconcile himself all things, whether things on earth or in the heavens. 21. That was it. I'm sorry, thank you. That was it. That was it. So Jesus came as the visible image of an invisible God. That's basically all that says. Jesus came as an invisible image, as a visible image of an invisible God, revealing heaven's pattern for the earth. Oh, just picked up something else. Let me see. I know I didn't give you this. John 14:12. So Jesus came as the blueprint. That plan worked. When Jesus, if you recall, when Jesus died on the cross, if you remember, there was a great shaking, a great earthquake. In the process of the shaking, in the process of everything that took place, the scripture said that a veil was torn, was ripped from top to bottom. The veil was torn. In the tabernacle, and I'm not going to go deep into it, but in the tabernacle, there was this special place in these big buildings that they had back then. And in this place, only certain people could go in this place. And these were the high priests. Only certain people could go in here and present sacrifices to God so that God could come and do things for his people there. Only certain people could go in that space. Only certain people could experience what we know as the presence of God, right? But when Jesus died, the veil that they had to go through to get to the holies of holies was torn in two, which symbolized not only does the high priest have access to the presence of God, but you do too. The same, oh my God, the same room that the high priest dwells in, you can go in there too and experience me. And bring your own sacrifice. So he gives us access. But when Jesus left, the scripture says that he would not leave us without a what? A comforter. And that comforter is who? Holy Spirit. Y'all following me? Holy Spirit is another form of God. Holy Spirit, he invited him to come. Once he ascended, Holy Spirit descended. The Spirit of God descended. It's invisible, but it's a form of God. And the Spirit of God is what lives in me, which gives me the ability to walk like Jesus in the earth. Which means that the kingdom of heaven is still being brought to the earth because I am kingdom. Somebody say, I'm kingdom. John 14:12. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing. This is Jesus. Said, if you believe in him, Andrea, you go do the same works that I've been doing, Sharissa. The same way I was able to open the blinded eye, I'm going to give you that same anointing. The same way I was able to make the lame to walk, I'm going to give you that same anointing. The same way I was able to cause that person's mouth to open up, I'm going to give you the same anointing. The same way I raised Lazarus from the dead, I'm going to give you that same dead raising anointing. I'm going to give you the same anointing that I have. And not only that, but he says, and they will do even greater things than thee. Yeah. Not saying that you are greater than Jesus or that you're greater than God, but he said you're going to have a little bit more time than I did to do the work that needs to be done. I'm giving you time to establish kingdom in the earth. I'm giving you time to establish kingdom in the earth. Matthew 16:19 says he will give me the keys. Man. He's going to give me the keys. The keys of the kingdom of heaven, which gives me the ability. It says, and whatever Sharissa binds on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever Andrea looses on earth will be loosed in heaven, which means that you have the key to make earth look like heaven. You have the key to make things shift and make things happen, not just your pastor. Come on here. Not just your parents, but even Morgan got the key. Come on here. Izzy sleep. Even Izzy got the key. Hallelujah. Even Maddie got the key. We have the ability to bring heaven to earth. But in order to do it, I got to fully submit so that his will, his authority, and his reign can be manifested in my life. Right? I'm about done, Takaka, so you can go back to school. Repeat after me, say, I have the power to unlock heaven on earth. Clap your hands. Come on. I have the power to unlock. Glory to God. I have the power to unlock. Glory to God. So it's our assignment these next few weeks to be very adamant about bringing the kingdom of heaven to the earth. So many things are going to happen over these next few weeks, maybe month, that we are in this particular series. The supernatural is going to increase here in a phenomenal way. We are going to see record-breaking healings take place during this particular series. We are going to experience heaven on the earth. Heaven is a place I don't want to leave. I can afford to leave it. You know, there's a song that says that heaven is my home. Heaven being my home doesn't mean that I have to die to live there. But living in heaven simply means that I give none of this carnal stuff dominion and authority over my life. Yeah. Living in heaven means, although I can respond or react a certain way, I choose not to, because I desire to operate and carry myself in the spirit of God and in the nature of God. I can experience heaven here on the earth. Experiencing heaven here on the earth means that I'm not subject to what it is that's taking place in this earthly realm. Example, if there is a drought that takes place spiritually in the land, it can affect me because I'm a kingdom citizen. This ain't my home. So I don't receive nothing that the devil tries to throw at me while I'm here, because this ain't my home. I'm not subject to the curse that's on this earth. I'm not subject to it. The curse comes subject to me, Mia. I'm showing you the power and the dominion and the authority that you have, because Holy Spirit dwells in you. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you then give permission for Holy Spirit to come in and live in you and dwell in you, so that you can continue to be more like Jesus after saying yes to him. Holy Spirit makes this life of being saved so much easier. And I have to have Holy Spirit in order to really be able to experience, in order for the kingdom to be fully established on the earth. Three things he wants us to do. What are those three things? Have what? He wants us to have what? And relationship. You don't have to add nothing else to it. If you add something else to it, you're working too hard. You're fighting too hard. You're doing too much. I just want you to have dominion. I just want you to steward what I give you. And I just want you to have relationship. Amen? I'm done. Let's stand.